is old mate Hooch. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
All right, so we were just talking off the air about the old secret sound that used to be on the radio.
You had another call come in, so you dumped me like a hot spud. And when you come back, I said, what was it, someone with the secret sound?
Maybe we should start that up again. Maybe we should do Hooch's secret fishing sound.
Yeah, that'd be the go.
That'd be exciting.
Get some sponsors. Yeah, that'd be good bit of fun.
Yeah. So did you end up winning the secret sound or what?
No, I'm a bit dirty on the secret sound. I was about 16 years old and I pretty much knew what it was. It was something to do with a motorbike visor. And I'd listened to it for weeks and no one said. And I told my brother because Dad said we had to go to work at some stupid hour.
Yeah.
And I said, Troy, can you ring up and say this? And he goes, yeah. Anyway, he didn't. But it was exactly what I said.
Oh,
and
I
said,
no.
And I didn't win the $800 and I wasn't happy with it.
I'll say. That's classic. All right, let's go to fishing. We'll start with trout because we're all about it at the moment.
Yes, definitely. The season opened, to be fair, a little bit slow. I think the cold weather put a few people off, but those hardy people went out and showed us how it was done and managed to pick up a few fish. So the momentum has picked up this week. I've seen some more fish, some really nice fish being taken out of some of the rivers down the west. A lot of that is from people that are already down there, like working ship work. There hasn't been that big travel down yet from the weekend warriors, mainly because of the weather and a bit because the white bait haven't started yet. But there's been some really nice residents caught out of those rivers. The lakes have given up a few fish like they always do. They're well stocked. Where did I see some more fish come out of? Oh, the Mersey. The Mersey's been fishing quite well. People have been knocking off early and also managing to use that little bit more light. You can tell the days are getting longer and daylight savings is on the way, which is exciting. So people have been catching a few fish after work. Still not a lot of sea runner activity yet. That'll come a little bit later on. But no, the trout's been fishing quite well.
All right, let's go to King George Whiting.
Yes, I happened to catch out of the corner of my eye. Some people managed to get out. The weather must have been pretty reasonable because King George Whiting is a fine weather fishing activity. You don't need to, but it's sort of very handy to fish on the anchor and have a little bit of burley going. There's a real technique to it, and your luck sort of means that you need to have your technique down pat. Not too much burley, otherwise you'll bring too much cooter and mullet about and they'll annoy you, but just enough burley to bring them on a bit and work the weedy edges with your baits, fine hooks and a little bit of squid, and they did quite well. So it's interesting that they're fishing very well. That was in the northeast. They picked those up at Bidport Way, but we've got some really good grounds off Port Sorrell in the estuary and also outside. And there's a few other spots that people have been trying across Moreland's Beach and a few other bits and pieces. So don't be scared to, if you get the weather set up and try your hand.
How do you cook them?
To be fair, I haven't cooked too many because I haven't caught that many.
Oh, okay.
I've caught a few, but to be fair, they were reasonable size, and I let them go. I've not been a huge King George Whiting sort of fisherman. I'm more of a snapper guy, but I've got a friend, Tristan. Tristan, he's very, very good at catching them. I've been out with him a couple of times. But to be fair, his side of the boat got all the fish. I don't know. I think you were setting me up some rancid bait, to be honest.
Hey, we haven't talked about salmon for a while.
Oh, and we should do because there's some, well, I mentioned Port Sorrell, there's some absolute crackers out in the Port Sorrell estuary on the high tide, like the rising tide. So after half tide and better, that water's coming in. Even though with the fresh water coming down out of that water system or estuary system, there's still some really good fish coming in on the high tide. So anywhere in and around where those where that river turns a bit and there's a bit of slack water with a bit of water moving on the inside, try your lures. You can drift cast for them. That's good fun. Or you can just troll some slices for them to get some action and then drift cast for them. But they're in the estuary everywhere. There's no reason to suggest that they're not in the Mersey River either on the high tide. So, yeah, you can try in a boat or try from the shore.
All right, might as well do the tides now, thanks to Deegan Marine. So we've got a high at 8.53 this morning, 3.2 metres. Saturday's high just before 10 in the morning, 3.2 metres, and Sunday's high just before 11 in the morning, 3.2 metres. Sunday's full moon too, by the way. But the weather, not that great this weekend, mate, unfortunately. Strong wind warning today, so it's 5 to 10 mils on the coast, maybe up to 25 mils inland. So out on the water, northerlies 15 to 25 knots, but they'll strengthen late afternoon, get up to 30 knots. And then Saturday, showers 4 to 8 mils and windy, and then rain on Sunday, fair bit of it, gusty winds and possible thunder. So a bit of a yuck weekend, unfortunately.
She's a full mess. It sounds like that. It's the sort of weekend that you need to stay home, do a few jobs around the home and get some brownie points up, so the next time you want to go fishing, you can just say to the missus, remember that wallpaper I did last weekend because it was miserable? I'm going fishing this weekend.
Yeah.
Does anyone wallpaper anymore?
I was actually thinking, when you said that, I thought, wallpaper, interesting choice there.
Oh, I just used to remember my poor old dad on a rainy day. Mum would say she wanted something done around the house, and I remember Dad doing wallpaper and the anger and fury he used to get. But, you know, you'd have to run it through the water and then try and get it on straight. Oh, wow.
No, I've never tried it, and I'm not likely to either. You wanted to have a quick yarn about tuna before we go?
Yes, well, it was interesting that Jonah Yick, he went out, he's a southern guy, he works at Tas Fisheries, he does some great work actually in the reduction or the eradication of carp out of the two lakes, Crescent and Sorrel. He's been involved in the electro fishing there, he's hard at it, he's good fisherman, and he went out and found a really nice 90 kilo tuna. He said there was a heap busting up, and they found some school tuna, so there's still plenty of bluefin tuna about too. So if you've got a shack, you've got a mate, or you want to go and have a charter, by all means still get involved, because there's still some really nice bluefin tuna about. It's good too this time of year because the water isn't really that crowded, so if you find yourself a bust up or a bit of tuna to play with, you've normally got it on your own or only a handful of boats.
Beauty. All right, talk to you next Friday. Plug your website and Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch.
All right, and we'll talk more about Hooch's secret sound next week, I reckon, see if we can get something organised.
Yeah, right, that sounds good. All right, I'll catch us all later.
All right, see you, mate.